I visited Mark Wade at centercitycondos.com, Berkshire Hathaway Fox & Roach Realtors. And in this podcast, I'd like to share feedback I get from buyers when I show them a variety of condos in the 19106 zip code. Know that I've been selling condos for 35 years in this town, so I kind of hear it all. Okay, let's start with Society Hill Towers, 200-220 Locust Street. I think the impression most people get when they go in the building is that they're pleasantly surprised about how authentic and real the lobby is to the vintage of the building. The lobbies have never been bastardized. They've been the same. They're immaculate. They're gorgeous. A real testament to the building itself. I think most buyers are surprised about how small the bathrooms are in the towers, that a lot of the units do not have washer dryers. But I think overall, buyers are always impressed with the cleanliness, the front door staff, always nice, management, the grounds, the views, for heaven's sakes, and the fact that the building just is amenity rich. You know, it has a gym and it has a rental parking, and it's got probably one of the best swimming pools, outdoor pools in town, hands down. Everyone's pleasantly surprised when they see that. That's a real selling point. Okay, St. James Court. Low-rise townhouses located between 5th and 6th Walnut and Locust. I think there are two layouts. There are upper-level units and there are lower-level units. And I think both units have held up very well in time in terms of their desirability and livability. I think also that most buyers will tell me that the grounds, the courtyard is a real surprise to people. People don't understand that it's built around an interior courtyard. Low fees, low condo fees, because there really are no amenities. Most buyers don't know that they can get parking next door underneath Independence Place. The one thing that buyers also don't understand or don't know is that was the St. James Court was built as a part of Independence Place. Now, they're two different associations. They have nothing to do with each other, except for the fact that the developer who built Independence Place built the low rises next door. And that may have been a rule back in the day because the Hopkinson House, they have some townhouses surrounding them that were built around roughly the same time and or by the same developer, I believe. But St. James Court, they have held up very well over time and they still sell very well. Okay, let's move right along. Let's go to 410 South Front Street. I think most buyers, when they go in, they're surprised, first of all, that it's a Toll Brothers unit because the fit and finish is stronger than what Toll Brothers may have put out a decade or two prior. The finishes in the building are very strong, very high quality. People are always dazzled, visually dazzled by the hallways. They're beautifully done, put together very well. It's done very nicely. What else do people tend to like about 410 South Front? Garage parking, the cleanliness of the building overall is just phenomenal. Some buyers have been concerned about the noise from the highway for some of the front-facing units. Don't hear that a whole lot anymore. I think that was more of a concern when the building was going up than true reality. But the building overall gets pretty good marks. I don't hear any negativity, really, when I'm leaving the building and buyers are telling me what they thought of the units, the amenities, the building, the location, all that kind of stuff. So some pretty good marks. 410 South Front, it's the cleanliness. People are always commenting about the cleanliness at 410 South Front. Let's see, what else do we have here? The Hopkinson House. Okay, the Hopkinson House, when I first moved to Philadelphia 38 years ago, a friend of mine, we were walking past, and he pointed to the Hop House and said, oh, that's one of the best values in Center City. It still is today. Management, very strong. The building is one of the best managed buildings in Center City as far as I'm concerned. I think people are pleasantly surprised by the views, whether they're north and south. And this is one interesting building where the views of north and south, in some buildings, it's night and day. In this building, it's 50-50. Nobody really says, oh, I want to be in a north-facing unit in Hoppin House or the south-facing unit. South gets good light. North, you're looking at the square. So good feedback I get from buyers in terms of the cleanliness of the building, management of the building. Front door staff is always very nice. And I think that shows, and I think a lot of buyers pick that up when they, after they visit the building. What else? Yeah, location, management, the values of the building. Most buyers they're always pleasantly surprised. I hear very few negatives about a Hopkinson House. Know that there is, I think buyers are surprised by the wide berth of values in the building. and how that relates to value, meaning one bedrooms in there. There's a wide variety of price ranges for the same unit in Hopkinson House, and it generally has to do with interior condition. You know, there's some original units in the building, and there's some gorgeous brand new fixed up units in the building that come on the market. And as a result, we'll see some very low sale prices and some very high sale prices for the same unit in the building. Not uncommon for buildings that are 50 years old, not uncommon at all. And that's about it. All good marks for Hopkinson House. Really don't hear anything negative about the building. Anyway, I'm rambling on and on. This is Mark Wade, CenterCityCondos.com. Questions, comments, concerns, push the buttons on the front of your phone, 267-237-3404. Thank you.